gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a brand new episode of Rewind, Replay, Record. My name is Brian. Hope you're all doing well and safe out there. I am joined, as always, by...
Edwin. How's it going?
Excellent. It's going well. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
That's excellent. So...
Daniel's here, too.
And what?
Wait. Daniel's here, too.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, you decided to... have you been here the entire time?
I was here. Just you guys just don't want to... You ignore me. You mute me, as I think is what it is.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't think it's a mutining. Oh, no, you said mute.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Brian mutes me. I start saying shit, and he doesn't approve of it, so he shuts me down.
It's not that I approve of it. I just find it annoying and such. So, anyway, welcome back. I'm glad your exile is over. In reality, I did not do that. I don't want people to think I'm drunk with power. No, wow. He just couldn't join us a couple times. So, I'm not drunk with power. I'm not drunk.
It's been going a lot. That's, you know, it's been going around.
I'm just saying I'm not drunk.
All right.
But you have power.
We're moving on. We're moving on. So, gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Excellent. You've been doing a lot of stuff and whatnot.
Who are you talking? Edwin or me?
Anyone, really. See, you're out of the loop. You're out of the mix. You're rusty.
Well, when you...
We got to get your legs back in order, man.
Well, when you ask general questions like that, when there's two of us...
You know. One can assume I'm talking to either of you.
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah, see?
See, he got it. He knows. I was talking to him. Anyway. Gentlemen, we've been gone for a while. A lot has happened and everything. Why don't we do a little catch up before we start talking about some news and whatnot. Daniel, since you've been gone the longest and whatnot, what have you been up to?
Man, just Daniel. Trying to survive.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The kids are back in school, but they're doing the fucking cat screwed up my goddamn chair too. Got a cat that's just fucking screwing shit up, and the kids are at home all the time now because of the distance learning and just busy.
How's that going? How's the distance learning going? I know that's kind of a challenge, and some people that listen to the show are also going through it, and so
it's not bad. Let's see, I got three. Sierra's in 7th grade. Reed's in 4th, and Donovan's in kindergarten. So, kindergartner, he just gets on, like, the first 30 minutes in the morning, and then he has a packet that is sent home every Friday, and we just go through the packet, but he gets done in, like, 20 minutes because it's, like, easy-peasy stuff. Reed's got to stay on Zoom the whole day, and then Sierra's got all her classes. But so far, it hasn't been too bad.
Well, that's good. So nothing too traumatic or anything like that.
No. They're just complaining that they don't see their friends or something. I don't know.
They see them in the computer screen.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Anyways, whatever. That's cool. You mentioned earlier that you've been rewatching the Marvel movies in chronological order.
Yeah. I decided the other day at work, I was like, I'm going to rewatch the Marvel movies. I mean, I watch them anyways, but this time I decided instead of watching them in the order of when they came out, I decided to watch them chronologically. And so far, I got into Captain America, and then I did Captain Marvel, and I'm in the middle of Iron Man. And it's pretty interesting going this route.
That's what I wanted to do it that way. So the next movie, you're going to do Iron Man 2? One and two.
It goes. Let's see. The next one is. I have the list right here.
I think it's Incredible Hulk and Thor and Iron Man all happen in the same week.
Yeah, but I think he should be watching it Iron Man 1 and 2 as one movie, put it all together, and then he goes to the Hulk.
No. It goes. It's supposed to go Captain America, Marvel, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, and then Iron Man 2, and then Thor.
It's something where like Iron Man 2 and Incredible Hulk happen like during the same week period,
yeah,
and then Thor happens after that or something.
Because the Hulk happens shortly after the events of Iron Man. Right. And then Iron Man 2 happens in 2011. This person, like, he put the order and then he put, like, you know, the reasoning, or not the reasoning, but, like, the timeline. Oh, this is, you know, according to Marvel's timeline, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so that's interesting. Iron Man is supposed to take place. It came out in 2008, but it's supposed to take place in 2010.
Yeah.
And that's the same year as Incredible Hulk. And then Iron Man 2 is set in 2011.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing right now. And then when I was doing that, I mean, I'll get into the other thing later, because that's just me bantering for the next 45 minutes and getting angry. So
makes for a good podcast, I guess. But
yeah. And then let's see, me and Sierra are on a new anime called Demon Slayer. And it is not dubbed. It is, so we have to watch it with the subtitles, which isn't bad. But that's a pretty good anime.
Is it about slaying demons?
I mean, pretty much. You got it right there. You hit it right on the head.
Cool.
Title says it all. So that's pretty cool. Kim got me into some Motherland, Salem. Fort Salem. It's like a witches. It's a alternate universe where witches weren't during the Salem witch trials. They make a amends with the people and say, "Hey, we'll fight your wars to help you win as long as you keep us alive." And they're like, "Okay." So it kind of like, you know. You got this one, the head general that seems to never die because she's a witch and she does witch powers to stay alive. But, you know, you see her fighting in civil war, or like the Revolutionary War and civil war and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we kind of watched that. That's not too bad of a show for a girls show. I've been watching a lot of girls shows. I realized when I was watching that, I was like, this isn't too bad. But then I was the same thing with Heart of Dixie. Yeah, the Heart of Dixie.
And they're not girl show, Daniel. They're women show.
Oh, yeah, women show. This one's on the F channel or something. I don't know. Maybe it's for female. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
I have no idea. I've never heard of the show. Oh, hey, there's Motherland. A spider. Let's see. I'm at my computer right now. Let's type it in the old Google.
Motherland, Fort Salem.
That's first thing that pops up. It's a popular show. Freeform.
Freeform, there you go. So it's
that is the Disney-owned channel of just, hey, let's just watch Harry Potter all day. Who gives a fuck?
They're kind of October.
It used to be the Fox Family Channel, or it used to be Family Channel, Fox Family Channel, and now Freeform, and it's the 31. They have the Halloween, all the Halloween stuff in October, 31 days of Halloween or whatever.
Oh, well, there you go. It's on that. Okay, yeah, I think it's an original series or whatever.
It's a Disney owned channel that is kind of like a preteen channel, but also they still have to air the 700 Club, which is that ultra conservative Christian show that they signed some weird deal that they can't get out of, and they have to at least do an hour of programming. Cable contracts are weird, but anyway.
Well, that's kind of weird that they do the ultra conservative Christian show on that thing, because one of the episodes just showed a massive orgy. So
yeah, well, it's like some archaic when it was the Family Channel, it was a hardcore, it was a Christian network, and then they sold it to Fox, and that became Fox. But in order to take it over, when they sold it to Fox, they had some deal that they had to still remain an hour a day to church following, and that's the 700 Club, Jerry Falwell's show, or Pat Robertson or something. And then when Disney bought it, they still have to honor that contract, and it's something weird. But
I'll tell you right now, those Christians would not like what I watched.
Oh, they don't like much. They don't like much. So anything else besides that? Or
We watched Mulan.
How was it?
It was, not good, but it was funny because we were sitting there and, you know, I'd crack my jokes and then, you know, Reed wasn't, he didn't watch it for the first like half hour, 45 minutes. And then he came in, he's like, what are we watching? Mulan, sit your ass down. All right. Sat down and we're, so then me and him start cracking jokes and then Kim was getting agitated. And then, she told us about three times, she goes, if you say one more comment, you're getting kicked out of the room. And that's the end of it. So I was like, all right, be quiet. We can't say anything anymore. And then Sierra came in with like the best one-liner of the movie. And we were just busting up laughing and Kim got mad. And I was laughing even harder. It's a really good one-liner, but I don't want to, I don't want to spoil anything if you guys haven't seen it or if other people in the, if other people listening are going to wait until December to watch it for free and not pay the $30 or whatever bullshit. But it was a good one. I'll tell you that right now.
It was a good joke. Got it.
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
Oh.
Okay, well.
Is it worth $30 for the joke to watch it now, or should I wait for the joke in December?
Just wait till December.
To December. Hey, what was that joke? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I'll remember it. It
was a good one. Oh, is that good? Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good for her.
It wasn't just the line. It was her...
timing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was just perfect.
Oh, that makes me proud to hear. That's great. Yep. That's really great. You know, growing up in our family and stuff, and because of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I'm sure... Yeah, you know, people have watched movies with me get annoyed by this. If I've seen the movie or if I'm just not interested, I will make observations or comments, and as will you as well. And yeah, I've pissed off some people watching movies with, but it's fun. But anyway, anything else?
No. That's
so overall, the Mulan movie was not good. Did you see the cartoon?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
The cartoon's pretty good. That's not too bad. I mean, the live action, it wasn't like awful. It just didn't really, like any of the other live actions, they of course, you know, have to tweak it a little bit. And the tweaking was just kind of like, okay, what the fuck? This is dumb.
Well, we'll talk about a little bit more about Mulan and some other news and stuff later. Edwin, how are you doing, sir?
Good. I kind of wanted to segue on to, you know, Daniel mentioned witches.
Yes.
And it got me thinking of the trailer that we'll probably talk about. So kind of want to get to that. But
really quick, not a whole lot. Started to watch Fresh Prince again.
Hell yeah.
Family Matters. And what movies did I watch? Oh, God. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Family Matters. What's that playing on?
Like Hulu?
No, HBO.
Oh, it's on HBO?
Oh, no, really? I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You're right. It is Hulu.
Oh.
Started Hulu, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get me some Urkel. And then I had to wait 8 episodes.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that he was just a kind of one-off character and then became so beloved that he became the whole show.
I mean, I still like the show. I remember loving it as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the beginning, the first season's all that well. But just like Full House, the first season is very family-oriented until it becomes more comical.
Yeah.
Kind of like a joke in a good way.
It becomes the adventures of Urkel and Carl.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
shrunk us, and now we're getting attacked by a cat. Yeah. Oh, Urkel!
It's good. Yeah. Like, I remember getting annoyed toward like the probably 7th season.
Is that when they moved to CBS? Is that when he went to space?
Yeah, as soon as like they started getting, going to space, or he becomes Bruce Lee. It's like, okay, you're kind of...
When it becomes Stefan and Urkelbot, it's fine. But going to space, I can't buy this anymore.
Yeah, there's a limit, bro. There's a limit.
Well, that's when they moved to CBS. They moved it over to CBS and they changed some of the cast. And Laura all of a sudden falls in love with them and all that. Spoilers, sorry.
I haven't watched the last 2 seasons. What are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Overall, it's pretty enjoyable.
I've been watching.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Fresh Prince. I've been watching a lot of Fresh Prince also. I've been I'm in the second season of that. And yeah, that still just shows that, like, God, this is really aged well. Like, this is actually, this is pretty, still pretty funny and such. Yeah. Like, it really holds up. I'm surprised by it.
That's been good. So I've been doing that, and then the Nintendo Switch released the kind of like a new, not new version, but I guess an updated look and music of the first three Super Mario games. So
Mario Brothers All-Stars.
Thank you. Yes. So I did the first one and did like a first few levels of the first Mario, and it looked good. Like, everything's all bright colors in the background. Music's a little bit different. The controllers are actually a little bit more responsive.
Yeah.
On the controls, which is great. And then I moved to Mario 3, and I gotta say, Mario 3 has been a fucking nightmare to get through. It is so hard. Me and Ava going back and forth. You know, I've said some things. I've thrown the controller. I get angry, but addicting at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that released that was released back when the Super Nintendo and everything, and they released that in conjunction with the Super Mario All-Stars 3D, which contained Super Mario 64, Super Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy. And
which I'm interested in getting, but just I think when I played it, when I watched like a few little clips from it, I got really dizzy watching it because it's the whole new 3D world aspect ratio of it all. So I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that just yet, but I'll get to it.
Well,
what I'm really excited for is the new 3D. Is it Super Mario 3D?
There's Super Mario 3D World that's coming out in March, and that's a remake of a remastered version of Super Mario 3D World from the Wii U, and that's coming out March 23rd. You do want to, just to give you a heads up, though, Nintendo's doing something kind of stupid. They're doing the Disney Vault thing where Super Mario All-Star 3D with all those three games will actually disappear starting March. They will take it off the digital store, and they will also stop selling the physical version of that. So if you want to get it,
which one? The All-Star, the 64 and Sunshine?
That one. They're doing,
so as soon as I buy it, I will have it, right? They're not going to take it away in March? Okay. Nope.
But they won't, they'll stop selling it in March. So if you don't buy it by then, you won't be able to buy it.
Why is that?
I don't know. The thing is, this the way they're doing that, it's kind of a... So we live in a world where they have Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 1 and 2 just got recently remastered. Crash Bandicoot got remastered from the ground up, as did Spyro. And those are great remasters. Those are really... Because they just basically did it from the ground up, and it's great. It's exactly what you remember from those games, especially Tony Hawk. Yeah, and they have they're just great remasters. And the 64 Sunshine and Galaxy are not remasters. They're ports with kind of up-res a little, so they're not totally remastered or anything. And essentially, they're going to be for like $20 each, because it's a full price $60 game. And for whatever reason, they are doing it until March. And I don't know if that's just a drum up hype or what, because this is the first time they're actually kind of doing this. They also announced during that 35th anniversary stream of Mario, which was supposed to happen back at E3 in June, but because of Corona, that was all canceled and stuff. They also announced a kind of a battle royale version of Super Mario World, where you're going to go up against 35 or like 99 others. And every time you defeat an enemy, that enemy goes onto somebody else's screen. So if you don't defeat anybody, you might be filled with enemies and die or something. And that's going to be releasing sometime in October, but also going away in March. So I don't know why Nintendo's doing this. It seems like kind of a no-brainer just to like throw money to up-res the or to update these games and everything and make it, you know, good. I mean, because if you go back now, if you hand a kid, you know, 64 Super Mario, they're gonna look at you and just be like, "What's this garbage? Like, what is this garbage? Like, how do I play this?" And it's like, "Well, that's one of the greatest games ever made." And they're like, "Okay, whatever, boomer." And I don't know. Nintendo has a weird history with not treating its history very well. It just kind of goes, "Yeah, hey, it's there," and that's it. So I don't know. Don't know. Long answer. Said I probably should have shortened that a bit by saying I don't know instead of rambling on.
And you're doing it still.
I know.
But one of us would have been like, "But why?" And then you would have gotten into it anyways.
True.
I was. If Daniel wasn't going to say why, I probably would have said why just too.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Anything? Is there anything else you've been playing, or anything else you've been diving into, or?
I think that's it. No, that's it.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah, now I've been wanting to play some of that Super Mario All-Stars, because that's actually a remaster, because they took those old games from Nintendo and remastered them for the Super Nintendo when those came out back in the day, and those were really great remasters. Because that was also the first time you were able to play proper Super Mario 2, which was released in Japan, but deemed too hard for America. And that's part of lost levels.
Have any of you played on the Switch the Luigi's Mansion?
No, Reed has though. He likes it.
I'm actually currently borrowing it, but I have not played it yet.
I really, because you know, Halloween's coming up. I've been really wanting to play it, but I haven't heard much about it. Just watch a few little clips here and there. Kind of reminds me of just like a Ghostbusters game, but with a Mario element to it, which is fine. But again, I haven't met anyone who's ever played it, so I don't really know. Is it worth it? So I'm interested.
It was on a lot of top 10 lists from game sites I visit, from like Giant Bomb and stuff like that. I heard it is a fun time and everything with it. A lot of people do seem to enjoy that game.
I heard the visuals are one of the best. I heard when it comes to
the visuals. I heard a lot of really good things about and stuff on it too. But again, I haven't been able to confirm that by playing it. I do have a copy of it, but I haven't had time to dive into it just yet. But Tony Hawk, I've been diving into that. That's what I've been playing.
So want to play that.
And I've also been, playing, I bought Marvel's Avengers that recently came out. A game that a lot of people kind of went like, "This is crap," after its beta, where it had a couple levels on there. And they mostly have been talking about the multiplayer aspect, where you can join your friends and beat up a bunch of robots and collect loot kind of in a Destiny-like fashion, or Diablo-esque type fashion and stuff. And that isn't really that great, but what they kind of hid for some reason, and nobody understands why, is they have the campaign, the single player campaign, which is an original story where you play basically as Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, and the Avengers have disbanded because of the events of A-Day, where they were showing off their new helicarrier. Something happened. It blew up, Captain America died, and the Terrigen Mist started going around, and people started becoming Inhumans, and you play as Kamala Khan, who finds evidence of something, and she tries to get the Avengers back together, and it is a really good single-player campaign. $60 good? Probably not. If you're wanting to play it, I'd suggest probably waiting until it gets down to $30 to $40 range, but the story is really good. It is scratching that Marvel itch, since we haven't technically had a new Marvel release, which we'll get into in just a moment.
Who's the villain on this game?
MODOK.
Oh man.
MODOK. That's awesome. You see the origin of MODOK, and
that's awesome.
You see him progressively getting a bigger head until he's just basically all head. And then Abomination is there and Taskmaster's there as well. But so far, I mean, again, it's a really, I am really impressed with the campaign. It is really good. And they're going to be adding new characters to the mix as time goes on. They've already announced Hawkeye, both Clint Barton and Kate Bishop versions, and Spider-Man has been announced, but only if you have PlayStation.
Pisses me off.
Sony.
Yeah, it is. It is. They really just like, yeah. If you have Xbox and PC, you can't do it. But if you have a PlayStation, you can play Spider-Man. And it's kind of a really, that game did not need that because everyone was getting so much shit anyway. And then that happened and it was like, oh, you bastards. But like I said, it's been kind of a Marvel heavy. Oh, before we get into that, sorry. I watched Bill and Ted Face the Music. It was delightful. It kind of came at the perfect time because it kind of released the same week when Chadwick Boseman passed, RIP, mm-hmm. Which really kind of affected me more than I thought it would. Really, that was like, holy shit, like that really hit hard, especially hearing that he's been basically working and living with cancer since Civil War came out. And he's been made Black Panther and Civil War.
I was going to say, yeah, it was like since he started in the MCU.
It came out, yeah. He, I guess, got it in 2016, and that's when Civil War came out. So he started treatment then. He went in for surgery to remove it and then went right into Black Panther and then Infinity War, the Thurgood. And then it came back and just kind of, and yeah, now he's gone. And it was one of those things where just like, God damn, and just seeing more stories about him. And yeah, nobody knew about it. So that was one of the crazier aspects too.
Did you know he actually auditioned for the role of Drax?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was watching, for whatever reason, I got onto YouTube somehow today and, I saw something about the alternate ending for Endgame, and talking about it. So I was like, oh, I'll watch that. And then I watched the other one on the What If, the Marvel What If. I didn't see that trailer at all for Marvel What If. So I was like, oh, shit, there's a trailer. So it showed me the trailer, and then it was a breakdown of the trailer and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so one in the trailer, it shows like a Black Panther-style Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And so
what if Black Panther, what if T'Challa was Star-Lord?
Yeah. And so cool. It was, the guy was talking about, this is obviously before he died, but he was saying how, oh yeah, you know, it's funny because he Chadwick went for the role of Drax and he obviously didn't get it, but when they were trying to, you know, find a role for or someone to play a Black Panther, he was brought up pretty quick because he had you know, tried the role and they liked him for the role. You know, he was a good actor. He just didn't fit that role exactly, Drax, which, I mean,
it's Batista's role.
But he was, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with him passing. I have no clue what they're going to do because I can't see anyone else as
T'Challa. That is one of those, what are they going to do? I mean, the obvious choices are like, you know, give it to Shuri because, you know, technically the actress who played Shuri, she has been Black Panther in the comics too. It'd be interesting to see if they might resurrect Killmonger somehow.
Shuri would be probably the best way to go. Probably that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, no disrespect to Chadwick, and I watched Black Panther, I think maybe like a month ago.
Yeah.
And to Michael me, I B. think Jordan. It gets better. Yeah, right. And, you know, my thoughts about it before is I love Michael B. Jordan. But rewatching it, I'm like, okay, he's growing on me. He was kind of like the way, like Chris Evans as Captain America took me a few movies for me to actually, okay, I like him now, you know, get to it. I didn't really, you know, not that Black Panther was bad in Civil War. It's just it wasn't his movie. It felt like it was just thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual movie wasn't bad. And then seeing him in Endgame, I'm like, oh, wow, this is, you know, okay, I'm in. Can't wait to see more.
I would want them to do the Shuri being Black Panther only because they can at least go with the
what happens in that comic, right?
Well, she's the sister. I mean, she's the next
in line.
To be Black Panther. And so, I mean, I know I when he died, I saw like someone put, oh, they can use the time stone to get or do the time warp to jump and get Killmonger when he's a child. And but okay, no, stop it. I don't need that in my life. I don't want it. I don't need
it. It'd be more interesting to see him kind of trying to get redemption for.
Yeah, you know, he could be the next Bucky.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be the next
redemption. I mean, why not him?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think, and Michael B. Jordan, you know, is a great enough actor to where it's like, yeah, you know what? I could see him do that. Like, try to get that redemption arc there.
But sure, we'll see. Makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I don't think like Coogler, Ryan Coogler didn't even know he was. He was like that. I think basically the only way, a little inside baseball, the only people that would have known is probably Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios proper. Like very limited people would have known that. HR would have known for insurance purposes, and Feige probably would have known, and that's it. But who knows? I don't know. That's just me knowing knowledge of the way that works. But yeah, so I think they may have been developing this with him still here. So now it's like, oh crap! But
they were writing, weren't they?
They were writing. They had a date. They finished
the script as well.
I don't know if they finished it or not, but I know that they set a date last year for 2022. But everything's kind of thrown up in the air, and we'll get to that in just a moment, because this week has actually been a big week for Marvel news in general and everything. They announced the person that's going to be playing She-Hulk in the Disney Plus series. That's Tatiana Maslany, who is known for Black Orphan on the BBC, which was a BBC show that was after Doctor Who. She is going to be playing She-Hulk and everything.
Tatiana Maslany.
Yes, Tatiana Maslany. She's from Britain.
Canadian actress, sure. You mean?
Maybe. So maybe, Canada? Probably. Well, I just know her from the BBC, so I just assumed. That's why we don't assume, folks.
You just did.
I know. Sorry. That's why I'm saying. I'm trying to say, learn from my mistakes.
I love the world we live in. Political correctness is great.
Oh, she's the voice for the Hunger Game books on audiobook.
Well, her next role is going to be Jennifer Walters, Bruce Banner's cousin. And she'll be She-Hulk in the Disney Plus show. They also have announced showrunners for Ms. Marvel that's coming out. And they also set a new trailer up for WandaVision, which came out a couple days ago. Gentlemen, did you see that trailer?
I believe so, if it's the one I saw when I was taking a poop. Yep, it was. Yep, I saw it.
Okay, Edwin?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What are our thoughts?
I can't wait.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because obviously they're going to be, well, I don't know. Vision's supposed to be dead, but he's here, and that's the whole thing. I don't know.
That's what Catherine Hahn said. Am I dead? Why?
Yeah,
love that.
You're dead.
That kind of like got me excited.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
The scene. Sorry, Dan, go.
Oh no! I was just gonna say, like, is this something that they're going to maybe possibly go in with, like, tie in with? Oh my God, I'm spacing out. Yes, Doctor Strange.
It's supposed to be tying into Doctor Strange 2. And
okay, because
Scarlet Witch is in that too, and also directed by Sam Raimi.
All right, well, there we go.
I'm super excited for now that I remember that, because Sam Raimi, I think, is kind of the perfect choice for a Doctor Strange movie.
Wait a minute. Hold up now. Hmm? Kate Dennings is in it?
Yes, she's coming. Yeah. Yeah, she's coming back as the character in Thor that she played.
What? Wow. Yep. It's like she cut. It's like, hey, oh, I'll be this like side character you know, be witty a couple times on movies. Okay, sure. And she just, they just keep bringing her in.
Well, yeah. We need Disney needs those, the tweens money. We need their money.
Yeah. They need their monies because they need their
monies.
Randall Park is coming. Randall Park is coming back as Jimmy Woo, who was last seen in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Also, Monica Rambeau, who is the little girl in Captain Marvel, is going to be in the adult version.
I got questions about that. Okay, so the scene where, going back to the WandaVision trailer.
Yes.
When you see Monica Rambeau coming in, there's like that shot where you can tell that she's being teleported.
Yeah, it's like she's been
pushed. But this is not the... It doesn't feel like she's Monica Rambeau from Captain Marvel. I feel like it's an alternate version because she has kind of like a 60s or 70s vibe or a costume.
So my theory is that Wanda has gone mad and basically created her own reality.
Oh, kind of like
based off House of M. Yes, kind of like House of M, where she's kind of taken reality and made it her own. And that's where you probably get the different versions of TV.
Oh my God.
So you got like the 50s version, yeah. All that. Oh, yeah. So she's probably created her own reality and somehow Monica Rambeau is stuck in there and then got thrown out.
And guess who's going to help her come out?
Who?
Doctor Strange.
Boom. There you go. Maybe.
Holy shit.
Well, have right. to if there's, if
I just Doctor spoiled, Strange, I spoiled a movie that's not even created yet. I'm so bummed out.
But I want to know.
If this doesn't happen, I'm pissed.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be really fucking pissed that it didn't happen.
But a flip side to that coin, who's the villain going, the bigger villain that... So I'm assuming, so you see, like, again, going back to the trailer.
Yeah.
So Scarlet Witch. No, you see, there's scenes of the trailer where you see Scarlet Witch in her old costume, because it's Halloween time.
Yeah.
Then you see...
The Halloween episode. Later.
And then also Vision. But then you see the witch, the Catherine, what's her name? The other actress, which I'm assuming she's the villain of the show.
She could be, yeah.
She's because, a nosy neighbor.
And what perfect way to be, you know, kind of like being the puppet master throughout the whole thing.
I think
but
she's
she must be working.
I honestly believe
she must
she's
be
just,
working with something.
I don't know. I think she's just,
she's.
Who knows?
She's just she's a nosy neighbor. That's she doesn't even have a name.
She's but a she witch. Was also, everybody she's was dressed also. Up as a witch. That's also tying it. If the two main characters are dressing up like the classic comic book, you know, costume.
Which I loved.
Catherine must be a villain from Scarlet Witch, I'm assuming. That's also a witch. She must be a villain as well. She has to be a villain in this show.
Oh, and you know what? She last time we saw her in a Marvel movie, she was a ditzy scientist who turned out to be Olivia Octavius in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
All right, you need to calm down with that goddamn movie. You are shoving that shit every chance you get somehow.
Because it's one of the best movies ever made. Okay. One of the best superhero movies ever made.
Okay.
It is, Daniel. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it's not. I rewatched it again because it's good.
Okay.
But continue.
So yeah, I really think that she's the villain. because every time going back, I'm so sorry because I can't.
No, go ahead.
I rewatched it three times and I.
Yeah.
So as the black and white version when they're like sitting down.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, hey, how did you guys get here? And they couldn't figure out how they got there. And then the aspect ratio, like things get fuzzy, and then like Scarlet Witch and Vision look at each other.
Oh man.
And then the aspect ratio kind of like expanded.
Right. And they also, I like the little thing there where they have the guy there, Fred Melmed, who in the movie, when he's pounding on the table, like,
yeah, who is that?
Talk to him. He's been popping up in different movies and everything, but I think that's a throwback to the, oh God, what was that Coen Brothers movie?
Single
That's
Man?
When I first saw him. Yes, A Serious Man.
Serious Man, sorry.
That trailer for A Serious Man where that guy is slamming the guy's head into the
brick. Yeah.
That's the same guy that's in the Scarlet Witch trailer when he's hitting the table. Like, damn it,
interesting.
Tell us. Damn it, tell us. Damn it, tell us. And it if you watch that Serious Man trailer, he's doing the same thing in that movie than he is Scarlet Witch.
That's kind of saying a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, as soon as that happens, then it changes back. Mm-hmm. And then now we go up. Now it's like a different era and they're getting color. So I feel like either they don't know, the main characters, they don't know that they're being, that they're in this alternate universe. And then you get the nosy neighbor laughing in between.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, she has to be a villain. Again, it doesn't ruin anything. I think it's really cool. But I don't know who she is. I don't really know much about the villains of Scarlet Witch, but I am interested.
Well, let me tell you right now.
Wait, do you want to know?
Yeah, you do. I'm just kidding. I ruined it for myself. I'm ruining it for everyone. I go down, everyone goes down. I was Googling which villains, you know, for Scarlet Witch. But then Google told me, no, you want to click on the which villain for Doctor Strange 2. And like big bold letters, Wanda Maximoff is possibly a source claims that Wanda Maximoff will be the MCU's next big bad and will be make her villainous debut in Doctor Strange.
Maybe there's also a rumor going around that they cast somebody in the next Ant-Man movie. And there's a rumor going around that that is actually going to be Kang, the Conqueror.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
When you fuck with the timeline, Kang's going to be calling.
Well, yeah, Time Cop too.
Coming back.
Yeah, Time Cop. Time Cop too. it's going to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme as Doctor.
They were setting up. Marvel was really setting up. Like my head was spinning. I'm like, okay, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
Cool. But I really think that there's going to be like a bigger villain within Scarlet Witch. Like, that's just me. Well, there has to be a bigger one. So, and I don't know much about it, but I'm interested in reading, or unless you guys know.
But if they go, let's say they go that route of Scarlet Witch becoming the next big one, or at least Doctor Strange's villain. For and you know, it could just not necessarily mean she doesn't have to be a villain, like, oh, she's become bad and she's gonna go kill people or whatever. Like in the comic House of M, she fucking went crazy and made a whole entire she changed the universe completely, and all the superheroes just were living their best lives like they wanted to live. Spider-Man was not hated. He was beloved by everyone. And, you know, Wolverine had Jean Grey or whatever. And, I mean, everyone had what they wanted. And it wasn't until Wolverine realized, wait a minute, this isn't how it's supposed to be.
It was Wolverine that knew something was up because of his healing factor. So he was
He's like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then he slowly had to talk to people into, hey, this isn't real because blah, blah. And then it turns into, oh, that's Wanda's doing this crazy shit. And then they go battle her. And that's how she killed fucking 3/4 of the fucking mutant population.
She whispered no more mutants. And
they died.
And they all died. Thanos. And who knows? Maybe she will whisper more mutants and that's how we get mutants.
Well, that's how they introduce X-Men. They'll say the opposite.
Pop.
There you go. Ooh, the opposite. More mutants.
She says. X-Men, she whispers.
And Fantastic Four, and everybody just appears.
She whispers, like, "Come to me, X. Come to me, my X-Men."
and that's how terrible line.
I know. But Kang. I mean, it's interesting that Kang is popping up because I believe he is also the distant relative of Reed Richards, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So that sets up the Fantastic Four and everything with that. There's a lot of rumors going on around and everything with this because nothing's really happened. They also announced this week that Falcon and the Winter Soldier will be postponed to next year. WandaVision will be coming out this year, presumably after Mandalorian season 2 concludes.
Did you guys see the trailer for that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
For what again?
Mandalorian season 2.
No. I'm not watching that. Correction. I apologize. I said that like way crazy. I am not going to watch the trailer. I will watch the show and I will wait until the show comes out.
Ooh, you know, that means you like it.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Okay. Was the first season like end of the cliffhanger that you don't want to watch anything, or
when it comes to things that I really love and enjoy, I've decided not to watch trailers for it, like movies, so I can watch it for the first time and be happy with what I see. And so, what really did this, quiet Edwin, I'm talking, and what really did this was Spider-Man Homecoming. I really could have seen the boat scene for the first time on the theater in the movie, not as a trailer. It really kind of, it really upset me. I did it for Star Wars, which I do regret, because that was just a waste of time changing channels or running out of the room. But needless to say, I just don't want to be spoiled. I just want to see that thing, see each scene for the first time as I watch it. That's why I didn't watch the previews. I stopped watching the preview for the next episode.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So that's, if you're going to talk about it, I can just
I don't have to talk about it.
I mean, I don't
love it.
I was going to wait until December.
I don't love it. I don't have attachment to it.
I just can't believe Kenobi's back. Anyway, so I No, but yeah, that's coming out October 30th. New episodes. We'll start doing the weekly approach. Speaking of weekly approach, I've been watching The Boys season 2. If you guys haven't watched season 1, you guys should. And then season 2 is just as good. Amazon Prime.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you do. If you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you have access to Prime Video. Doesn't your mother-in-law?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
why don't you just give me your info? Here, I got a pencil right now.
Okay, so the email is gofuckyourself@gmail.com.
Okay.
Password is up your butt. One of those.
That's a lie.
Is the letter F. Or is the letter, is the number 5. So.
Okay. All right, there we go. I was going to say you lie because there's no number to that.
Exactly. One of those letters is the number 5. Which one will surprise you?
Oh.
It's the letter F. Because get it? There's no F there. So, anyway, mystery. Scarlet Witch is coming out at the end of the year. The WandaVision's coming out at the end of the year. Falcon and the Winter Soldier has been pushed back because that is supposedly tied in with Black Widow, which today Disney has finally blinked. I'm tired. Has blinked and basically pushed all their Marvel movies back a year. So, Black Widow is going to be coming out May 2021. Eternals in November 2021, and yeah. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier had to stop production due to COVID, and it's starting back production as we speak, and will be also released sometime after. Black Widow.
I don't think they're going to get the money that they think they're going to get for Black Widow. They could totally just like put that shit like Mulan. Hey, if you want to watch it now, pay the whatever. I think that's.
I don't think Mulan was as popular. I don't think they made enough money with Mulan to do that. I think if they made blockbuster money doing that with Mulan, they would have done it with Black Widow.
I just don't think Black Widows is a. I have not heard big. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like everyone's just, you know, at the edge of their seat waiting for that fucker to come out.
I think it will now. Cause
I think it will. I agree. Yeah. I wasn't excited for it until I think now recently, just because there is no more content. That's good.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's been over a year, well over a year since the last Marvel movie, and it'll basically almost be 2 years with no Marvel movies until next year.
Maybe that's a good thing.
No, it is. It is a good thing, just to kind of like, oh, I kind of miss this, you know? I mean, because we were getting that this year we would have had 4 different Marvel things if COVID didn't happen. We would have had Black Widow, Falcon, Winter Soldier, The Eternals, and Scarlet and WandaVision. That's 4 different properties there. And I think a lot of people, it was nice to kind of take some time off after Endgame, or after home after Spider-Man. I think it was kind of a refresher that maybe, yeah, you shouldn't have to do this a yearly thing every single year, because
no, you should.
Okay. But are you excited now to see Black Widow?
I really wasn't at the beginning.
But now?
I'm still not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you hear that, Marvel? Daniel isn't excited. Just
I'm gonna go see it. I'm gonna go see it. It's just I don't know.
Well, it kind of like what you were saying. I mean, I think it's just gonna tie into everything leading
up to
it.
That's the start.
It's giving it away that it's not gonna be. If it was I'm assuming a standalone movie, which I thought it was. Like, oh, you know, we're giving, you know, Black Widow her own movie. But the fact that they're pushing it along with Falcon and a Winter Soldier, it means it ties in to something for the future. So they have to release them kind of back to back to back. But WandaVision is interesting because maybe it doesn't connect.
But it so does. Quickly.
Well, it does, but not Black Widow, yeah. Not Winter Soldier. It's going to link up to Strange, I'm sure.
Which probably opens the universe more there. So there's a lot of irons in the pot right now that they're kind of plates spinning and whatnot. And that's kind of the shitty thing when you have this connected universe is just like, well, we can't release this because this explains that and that'll ruin this. And
I think it's fine what they're doing. I mean,
I'm not upset by it. I think it's like, I think 10.
And people are going to wait. People are going to watch it. Doesn't matter what the fans are saying. They're going to watch it. Yeah. Even if they hate it, they love to hate. So give them that. Either way, it's a win.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a jerk because you know me too well.
Stop holding this mirror to my face.
Well, there you go. Just shut up and wait till it comes out.
Just shut up and watch it.
You're going to watch it. Just like
bad and watch shit.
All I'm happy about is no more Star Wars movies.
Yeah. You got your wish finally.
Best thing. But I'm excited for Mandalorian, though. Only because it doesn't connect to anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with everything, all this, and all that jazz. I mean, again, it's getting excited to where it's like, oh, yeah, what do they have? You know, what is being planned for that and such? And yeah, I don't know. And like I said, like with Tenet kind of not lighting the world on fire that Warner Brothers was hoping to do, it kind of showed Disney like, maybe we should push this back. So originally it was supposed to be coming out in November. And then they went, maybe not. And if Nolan fans aren't going to risk life to go see the new Nolan movie, I don't think Marvel fans will be doing that either. So
they would have them, I think. Tenet is a different type of. They're not the same as the Marvel fans. That's just me.
I mean, the Christopher Nolan fans can kind of. There is a.
I know
there's like a Venn diagram where they meet in the middle, where it's like film snobs, Marvel fans, and then Christopher Nolan's in the middle of the Marvel that Venn diagram where they all meet. There was a funny thing that had a. They on Twitter, I saw somebody retweet somebody saying something like, oh, man, Marvel hasn't had a movie in over a year. This sucks. Everyone's pissed. And then it shows a picture of Martin Scorsese smiling, I thought that was cute. But yeah, so that's all the Marvel news that I remember. It's been a while and all that. Some other stuff has happened. One other thing. Guys, guess what? New video game consoles are coming out.
Yay.
I know.
Okay. They announced Xbox, PlayStation 5 coming out. They have different versions.
Which is actually really cool. They're smart for doing it.
Microsoft, especially, I think, has a leg up on everything. But yeah.
Why do they have a leg up?
Because of their infrastructure. They have Xbox Series X, which is the big behemoth, going to be slated for, I believe it is $499, $399. So $500, you got yourself the Blu-ray, the 4K Blu-ray player. Has 12 teraflops, which means is just very fast. Terabyte hard drive. They also, so yeah, the Xbox Series X is $499. They also have the Xbox Series S, which is for $299, which is a digital version, doesn't have a disk drive in it, and is a little less powerful than the Series X, because it doesn't do 4K. It just does upscale to 4K, but it still has ray tracing and all that, which is another definition for fancy graphics. But the thing that Microsoft is doing is something called Xbox All Access. It's basically, let me see. Okay, so you'll be able to pay a monthly fee for over a two-year period to finance these consoles. You'll be able to trade in your, in some cases, you'll be able to trade in your current Xbox Gen for a new one. So for the Xbox Series X, it's set at $35 a month until you pay it off, and the Xbox Series S is $25 a month. On top of that, you also get access to Xbox All Access, which gets you the multiplayer, being able to do multiplayer, Xbox Gold. Also Game Pass, which has over 250 games available for like the Netflix model. And they also just threw in EA Play as well, which has all of EA games for it. So if you're just wanting, if you want a new console, you can pay that $399 or the $299 for the digital version, and then $15 a month will get you access to all those games. And it's like 200, and that's all first party games. So like Gears of War, your Halos, all that is free whenever they come out. Along with EA Play, which has all the EA games, like all the Maddens and FIFAs and stuff like that, NHLs and Star Wars games. And yeah, so I think that would probably be the better choice for a lot of people if you want to get in on this. PlayStation 5 is similarly priced. They have it at $499, and then they have a digital version, which doesn't have a disc, at $399.
Which is smart.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is that. I mean, that is kind of going to be the bigger deal for Sony and Microsoft because, oh, hey, you're not going to be able to go to GameStop to get used games. If you want a game, you have to buy it on this drive, on this box
itself. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I do that anyway.
I like it because, like, at the station right now, we have a PS4. Uh-huh. And it just, like, I'm playing, I'll play Call of Duty with Kim and the kids, and then I've been playing The Last of Us, and it just sucks that I have to get up and put the disc in and sit down when I could just, I just want it to start when I hit the button. So, well, $399 for a brand new console for that, I mean, that's, I like that. That's really good.
Yeah, no,
I thought it was going to be more, but.
Well, again, they have the, if you want the disc version, it's $399. There are some reports that they're actually selling more of the disc version than the disc, the digital version, for some reason. But yeah, it's all up for pre. Well, as of now, you can't pre-order it because it's all taken away because too many people wanted to get it day launch, which is coming out November 10th for. Let's see. Xbox comes out November 10th, and then 2 days later, PlayStation 5 comes out on November 12th. But yeah, no. So that's, if you're a video game guy or gal, that's pretty exciting because it's still, the only problem is that there's not a lot of games out for them yet and everything. But that'll change because it's brand, you know, it's brand new, and that'll change within the next year and everything. So we'll see.
But, are you guys getting any of those?
Probably no, I'm not.
No, I mean, I have a computer that if I buy any of these, it might be the PlayStation 5, but that might not be for a while because, again, the games aren't really on there. I already have an Xbox One in that Game Pass. Also, I have access to that Game Pass, and I have a computer, which Xbox, you can have Xbox games on your computer as well. So any first party thing that comes out for Xbox, I can just play on the computer with. And if anything comes out first party wise, for Sony, I'll eventually buy a PlayStation 5. But right now, like as of right now, the only thing that's coming out that I'm interested in is Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is coming out in November 12th. But that's also coming out for the PlayStation 4. So, which I have as well. Which I have as well, so I don't have to buy the PlayStation 5. But I mean, eventually, if you know, if there are more games for it, I'll eventually buy it if I want, if you know, I want to play some of those games. But as of right now, there isn't anything that I'm like, oh, I gotta play that, you know, that type of situation for that. So I can wait on it.
Hey, let me borrow your Spider-Man game because I can take that to the station. That's another game I can play.
That's on my. It's a. I bought that digitally, so I won't be able to let you borrow it. Sorry.
I now see the problem with discless PlayStation.
There we go. Yeah.
Boom. Boom. Isn't there like Nintendo releasing like a small little compact kind of Game Boy?
Earlier this year they did the Switch Lite, which is exactly like the Switch except it doesn't plug into the TV and you can't take the Joy-Cons out. So it's basically like a Vita or it's the handheld version of Switch. There are rumors that are coming out saying that next year sometime Nintendo's going to do an updated Switch with 4K graphics and all that.
I could have swore there was like a trailer where they introduced a small little handheld console that had like the classic Mario game. And I want to say maybe the Game Boy version of Mario, but...
No, so what you're thinking of is the Nintendo Game & Watch. They're releasing for the 35th anniversary, the Nintendo Game & Watch, which was Nintendo's first handheld system that played Mario Brothers on it. They're releasing it again as a 35th anniversary for Super Mario Brothers. It'll have the first original Super Mario Brothers on it. And a little watch, a little game that used to be on there called Game & Watch, which was, it's in the shape of Mario, and you're catching balls as they fall around you. During that YouTube thing, they showed a history of Mario, which showed also the...
Oh, maybe that's what I saw.
Yeah, of Super Mario Land. Yeah, okay. So...
Got it.
Yeah, but the Nintendo is supposedly telling... game manufacturers like, hey, prepare for 4K graphics on this, and they may release a new Switch, like an updated version of the Switch, which will have like possibly longer battery life and higher res graphics as well. But that hasn't been officially announced or anything, but there is rumors, and there's been rumors like that for the past couple years now. And Nintendo's also Universal Studios has pushed back the Super Mario or Nintendo World, Nintendo Land in Japan till next year, some point early 2021, which Universal Studios Hollywood is, I guess, under construction right now for that to gear up for a release possibly next year, 2022. So that should be exciting. Yeah, exactly. You can go to Mario Land.
Sweet.
Next year and go to Hogwarts and Simpsons. Springfield. Yeah, you get to go to Springfield, which is my Harry Potter. And you can go to the Duff Gardens and see Surly and the rest of the Duff brewery. I can't think of the names.
I love Remorseful.
I like Surly.
He's my favorite.
Shut up. Hey, Surly looks only out for only Surly. Oh, sorry, Surly. Shut up. that's about it that I have news-wise and all that. I did mention Bill and Ted again. That's a good movie. It's silly as hell. It's not the greatest movie, but it's still, I don't know, there's something that's not cynical about it and is just goofy, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Bill and Ted. But other than that, I got nothing else. Guys, do you have anything else?
That goddamn list. Let me tell you, this motherfucker.
That's right. His rankings for Marvel movies. Go ahead, Dale.
This piece of shit. All right. So he ranked it. all 23 MCU movies from worst to best.
Oh, so Daniel, I'll give you my list that I have.
You don't have to do all 23, or if you want, you can go ahead.
I'll just send you a screenshot of it. Okay. Here, let me tell you mine, because I actually Iron Man 1 and 2 is together. You got to watch them together.
Okay, but we got to go worst to best.
Oh, worst to best?
Yes.
But you may not think which is worst to best for me. Like our list would be different. Like, personally, the best from worst to best?
Ugh. Well, I'm not. Well, I've got a different list from this idiot who wrote this fucking article. Who wrote this? Anyways, what's his name?
See, I was just giving you within,
Matt,
like,
Goldberg.
See, there's release date, and then by the MCU timeline. That's the list I was going to send you.
Oh.
The timeline within. Yeah. I can send you that.
Well, I'm going through that. I'm going through chronological, and you don't approve the chronological because you have to watch Iron Man 1 and 2. Is there any other bit that you feel is not proper for the chronological order?
Well, after the Incredible. Okay, so you have Iron Man, then Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
Right? That's what you have. And then Thor?
Yeah. No, Iron Man 2, and then Thor.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Thor, okay. Then Avengers, right?
Yeah.
See? Iron Man 3.
After that,
and then Thor: The Dark World.
Yep.
Then Winter Soldier.
See.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
See.
And then Volume 2 right after that. Okay. Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Ant-Man.
Yep.
Civil War.
Yep.
Homecoming.
Yep.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, this one says Black Panther, then Doctor Strange.
Yeah, because Black Panther it takes like a week after weeks after Civil War.
I guess that makes sense, because after this, it kind of doesn't really matter. And then Thor, well, actually, Thor Ragnarok.
Yep.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I have the list here, Black Widow, but it never came out, because that's going to be the next timeline.
That is Black Widow takes place
before Infinity War and after Civil War.
Yeah.
Just that's up. Okay, and then I have Infinity War.
Yep.
Endgame.
Yep.
And Far From Home.
Yes. That's a chronological.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's worst to best. Just take a stab, and it's not the one you think is the worst.
Iron Man 2.
Wow, you looked it up, didn't you?
No, I didn't, but in my eyes, Iron Man 2 and Thor 2 are kind of similar.
Well, Iron Man 2 is his worst. Okay. Started off at Iron Man 2, and I said, okay, maybe, I don't know, I liked it. I'm not going to argue about it. 22, Doctor Strange.
Wow. Huh.
And I said, okay, I don't know what this guy's thinking. Doctor Strange was a really good movie. I thought it was really good.
To me, it just seemed like Iron Man 2.0. I don't think it's that low. But when I first saw it, I wasn't blown away by it or anything. I like Doctor Strange and Infinity War better. But I don't think it's Marvel's worst movie.
Worst. Was this written by... No, it was Matt Goldberg. I had to make sure it was not written by Brian Allen. Anyways.
Okay.
The Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm. I think that's underrated, but okay.
Yeah, well, he says it's number 21. Ant-Man, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp, 20, and then 19. 18 is Thor. And then 17 is Thor: The Dark World. Now, how did this make it to spot 17 is my question.
For me, the first Thor is low on my end. The first Thor is pretty... I'm actually watching Thor 2. I agree it's not the best one. But I fast-forward all the villain stuff, and it's actually pretty good. The last 30 minutes of Thor
2
is really good.
I don't think you can gauge on a movie just by saying, oh, it's pretty good. I mean, as long as you fast-forward... You know,
I agree.
Multiple sections.
But that's where, like, okay, I
That movie's only 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. That's why the Thor movies are not my favorite, like, are not all that great. But if after we watch them, there's high, like, you know, the lows are very low.
I've seen that movie like two or three times, and I don't remember anything about it.
I think I like seeing Thor and Loki banter.
Yeah, that's the best
thing of Thor 2. I'm not saying the movie is great, but the banter between them two is great.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes Ragnarok 10 times more enjoyable, which is the only reason why I rewatched Thor 2, because of Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel is next. Guy says it's just like Thor. And then Civil War's number 15. Infinity War, 14.
Huh.
Spider-Man Far From Home is 13. And then Homecoming is 12. 11, Guardians. Top 10 here. Iron Man 3.
Wow.
Thor Ragnarok at 9. Avengers Age of Ultron at 8, which I think should be lower.
Shouldn't be in the top 10.
Endgame at 7.
Huh.
Black Panther at 6. Winter Soldier at 5. 4, Guardian Galaxy 2, which I think is... I don't think that's top 5, but that's just me. Iron Man, the first Iron Man is number 3. Number 2, The Avengers. And the last one is Captain America, First Avenger.
Wow.
That's what the guys...
That would be lower.
His list.
For me. I mean, it's kind of hard just thinking. I agree with Winter Soldier. Only because out of all of them, Winter Soldier, I think, feels different when you watch them all together.
Yeah.
It's a refresher, so it kind of sticks out a little bit. Which is why I would probably put that a little high. I don't know if it would be number 1. But Winter Soldier will probably be in my top 5, I would say.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah. I don't think Iron Man 3 was top 10 worthy.
I agree.
That
would have been lower end.
Wait a minute. Where did I say... Did I say Iron Man 2? Where did that place? I can't even remember where that fucking placed.
Wasn't that the first, as in the worst?
The worst. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that list was so far. I don't think... I felt like it angered me that Thor Dark World wasn't last, because out of all the movies, no one talks about that movie. Like, it is literally forgotten.
Except for in
Endgame, it was
they made it. Yeah, it's a special thing. Yeah, Endgame saved it.
Thank you, Endgame.
Because the writers of Endgame wrote Thor: The Dark World.
We gotta fix this,
guys. We gotta make people remember this movie.
And for me, it did. It worked, and I hate them that it worked, because it made me rewatch them. And that's why after Endgame, I think all of the ones that I really hated got a little bump up.
Yeah,
not a lot, just a little bump up.
Yeah,
just because of
Endgame.
God, I must have missed something. How did Endgame bring back the Dark?
Thor goes back, Thor and Rocket go back, they go during the events of Endgame, right before his mom dies.
Which
is why I like the ending of Part 2 of Dark World Part 2.
Yeah.
If there's anything good in it, it'll be the ending. I'm not saying it's a great movie.
Anyways, that guy's list I didn't
approve. It'll be lower, yeah.
It really pissed me off.
Captain America, First Avengers, number 1?
Yeah.
That's like the first half of that movie.
What I don't get is how did the both Spider-Mans come in? Like, those are in my... Homecoming's in my top 10. Probably top 5, actually, thinking about it.
I would agree to that, too.
Yeah,
Far From Home was good, but it wasn't as good as Homecoming.
No, Homecoming, I think, is kind of a great... teenager movie where they really got the awkward teenager stuff I think, pretty dead on. I think it's a funnier movie, too, as well. And plus, just that I think it has the best scene of any Marvel movie, which is when Michael Keaton's putting together that he's Spider-Man as he's taking my the God. Prom. I love that.
That was great.
That whole scene, and then him up at the stopping off at the, you know, hey, got to talk to Peter, you know, the dad talk. He pulls out the gun. Like, I love that whole thing. I think it's my favorite scene of the whole, of any Marvel movie. It is so fucking good. I really love
it. I love his costume. I like the way he looked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it. To the point where I bought the toy. The Marvel Legends toy.
Yeah.
But it has no wings, because I have to buy all the other ones. I'm pissed.
Oh, you have to buy the other ones to form the wings?
Yeah.
So he's just some jackass in a leather jacket. Got it. I'm your cool uncle.
But I don't agree. I also don't agree with Infinity War coming in at 14. I thought that and Endgame, they were both very good. My favorites, I don't know. His logic was Endgame, why it was where it is, or its problems is that they put too many of the characters together, and that they're trying to get. I thought they did a fucking great job at showing every fucking character in their own perspective. Well, main characters in their own perspective. Because, I thought they did a really good job bringing them all together and having them interact the way they interacted, and the way that, like, each scene was unique into that person's, you know, style of movie. Yeah. Like the Guardians was a funny banter, you know, it was a really good.
Infinity War and Endgame did a really great job of bringing all this top tier talent, and not everyone seemed to got their moment. Everyone got a moment. There wasn't a squandered where it was just like, well, what about this person? No, they got their moment to shine and everything, and they played it very well, which is an incredibly hard thing to do, especially with a, you know, cast like that, for both movies and such. And plus, you know, Endgame, the argument's there that, you know, in order to enjoy those movies, you have to watch everything before it. So that could be a knock against it, but it's still, I think, it's also one of those movies that's the big knock against it, is that you can't just watch it and be like, why do I care? Well, because you have to watch these 21 movies before it, other movies, to appreciate everything.
That's the one thing, watching the movies chronologically, there's no point of watching the clips after the credits.
After green scenes? Yeah.
Because... it just
it ruins like Thanos comes out a few times. Even the Hulk one in the end of Iron Man, was it one or two? Is it one? Iron Man one. Or no, Hulk. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, the end of Hulk. Yeah.
Tony Stark's like, yeah.
It's pointless because he's trying to recruit. It makes no sense because Tony, we know who he's trying to recruit is Banner. But actually, that's not. But no, he's actually going for Thunderbolt. Not the villain, because that's what General Ross had.
He's trying to go for Abomination, and they threw, because it explains it in one of the Marvel one shots on DVD
when they were trying to clean it up.
They were trying to clean it up, and they were doing that, and they did this where they sent in Banner to piss Ross off, because Ross was like, oh, you have that Avengers initiative, we're going to use Abomination. And then when they threw Tony Stark at him to piss Ross off enough to go like, oh, fuck you guys, and walk away. They explain that in one of those shorts they used to do that came on like with the DVD extras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, because I watched, Captain America, First Avengers, and then it's all of a sudden the clip is, you know, him waking up and shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, that's not too bad. And then the next movie is literally Captain Marvel, and her fucking clip is after Infinity, and they're trying to figure out what this thing
like, it makes no sense watching you.
It's like, wait, who's the redhead black guy?
Yeah.
And then if you do that, then it's like, wait, so that black guy was another black guy in another movie? Because Terrence Howard was Bucky, or was a War Machine, Rhodey, in the first Iron Man movie. And then the second one, it's Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. If you're trying to show a new person that, they're going to be even more confused. Like, Bahooey.
And Captain America has a beard. So it's like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? Yeah, so I realized, I was like, oh, I can't. I mean, I'm going to watch them, but it's just,
I think Banner's a different person as well. He's not.
Can you imagine? Just imagine someone watching these for the first time, and after watching Captain Marvel, see, where's Fury? Who's Fury?
Yeah.
Like, who the heck is Fury?
Like, who the fuck is Fury? And who the fuck is, I mean, do they explain how their faces changed? Did they get accidents?
I mean, Captain Marvel really was added on. I think rewatching them, I mean, again, it's not, Captain Marvel would be on my lower end.
Well, both.
I enjoyed Captain Marvel as, okay, what I, on the list, it wouldn't be top 10. Or
agreed.
Anything.
Right.
I don't even know if it'd make top 15 thinking about it. But anyways, I enjoyed that movie thoroughly for
palate cleanser.
Palate cleanser, but for a woman being the main character.
Oh, agreed. I mean, her character was fine. It's just the story and the plot was kind of
because we talked about we talked about how my care for Wonder Woman. It's not that great. I don't know why everyone's all fucking up in arms. Oh, greatest. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it was that great. And, you know, when I say that, of course, people are like, what? You don't like women being the star? I do, but in good movies. And Wonder Woman, I didn't find very good. But Captain Marvel, I thought, was a lot better than Wonder Woman.
I still need to watch Wonder Woman. I'm excited for the sequel, though.
Yeah, when does that come out? Did they push that back too?
Yeah, so it already was supposed to come out in July. They pushed it to it was supposed to come out in November, and then they pushed it to December now. Same month as Dune, which also has a trailer that everyone went gaga over.
Oh yeah.
So I was kind of like, oh yeah, hey, cool. I like that director. But so then they pushed that back. But after Tenet, I think that'll be pushed to next year too. So,
well, yeah, Captain Marvel, I don't think was top 15.
And that's still a big what if that even happens. I don't know. Like, Captain Marvel is fine. I think it got shit on a little too much, which was kind of like, I think judged a little bit more than it should have been. Cause if it came, When the last movie was Infinity War, and then your next movie is Captain Marvel,
yeah, you can't really.
That's what happens, yeah, and that's what happened. And the problem was also is that Black Panther and Captain Marvel, Feige wanted to do way earlier than what they were, but Marvel Studios at the time was being run by Ike Perlmutter, who comes from the toy world, and who is also the president of Marvel altogether. He was basically like, well, because he comes from Toy Biz, which is a toy company, and he went, no, we're not making a Captain Marvel movie or a Black Panther movie because female action figures and black action figures don't sell well, so we're not making those movies. And then once they were able to
really pissed me off.
Pretty much. And then once they separated the studio from the comics, and Feige was able to become, Feige was appointed president of Marvel Studios, he was immediately like, no, we're making a Captain Marvel movie and we're making Black Panther, because he originally wanted those earlier. In fact, Captain Marvel was supposed to be in Infinity War. Age of Ultron.
Black Panther. That's a really, really good movie.
Yes.
That was a surprisingly good movie. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. I'm actually looking forward to rewatching that one because I've only seen it in movies, and I think I saw it at home one other time with the kids. But I'm actually looking forward that, oh, that actually sparked this whole thing. I was like, cause when he died, I was like, man, I haven't seen Black Panther in a while. Maybe I'll rewatch it. And then I thought to myself, well, you know what? Might as well just start do all the 23. And, that's actually one of the movies I'm looking forward to rewatching. I'm not going to watch Dark World. So don't even
do Edwin's version.
Watch the
Edwin's.
Yeah, dude, do mine.
Edwin's Machete version.
Yeah, just skip the villain part because it doesn't going to get you anywhere. But you need to know about the Reality Stone. That's important. And the banter with Loki. I think I like Loki in part two quite a bit. And the mom, Rene Russo, is also great.
Yeah.
And then watch Endgame and you'll realize, ah, I see it. And maybe shed a tear. You may drop tier.
Ooh, well, I drop tier anyways with those movies, but I'm not gonna drop tier with the Thor scene. I just already know. But I'll do Edwin's edit. That's what I'll do.
Thank you.
You
should also see my Ant-Man edit as well. Because to me, that is the worst villain. I cannot stand the way that villain's written. Bugs me. I do fast forward. The villain in the first Ant-Man.
Oh,
movie.
The bald guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
too much.
I don't know where I would put. I don't know where I'd put them in the list, from worst to best. But I knew going in seeing those movies, I knew it wasn't going to be like I wasn't going to see it because it was like a Captain America or an Iron Man or. You know, like a big, like, ooh, this is going to be a really good movie. It's going to tie in a lot of things together. Like, I was going in because Paul Rudd's a funny fucking dude. And I knew it was going to be more of a, you know, slapstick comedy with some action. And what's his name? The actor that his fucking when he gives explanations, it goes into fucking detail and shit.
Oh, his friend.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's gonna kill me. What is that guy's name? It was. God, I like that actor too. It's pissing me off. I can't remember. Yeah, he gives that whole. What they should have done was give him, to recap the whole Marvel universe up until Endgame. That would have been a funny.
Oh, thing. That would be that pretty would, funny.
Oh God! What is his fucking name? I'm bringing it up. Why is
Michael
he so dumb?
Michael Peña.
There we go.
Peña.
That's it. He doesn't even show up on the fucking. Oh, there he is.
I kept saying I was about to say it's Luis. Luis.
It's Luis giving the explanation. But yeah, Michael Peña. This list is kind of fucked up because Anthony Mackie gets top billing on IMDb. He's only in it for 5 minutes. Like not even 5 minutes. Anyway, yeah, Michael Peña, who plays Luis. His scenes were hilarious. He was like the best part of that movie.
So yeah, I mean, I know what movies are going to be like. You know. I didn't think Black Panther was going to be. I didn't walk into Black Panther thinking, "Oh, coming in for a good comedy here." I mean, I knew what I was walking into.
Dale goes opening night, ready to laugh, everybody.
Just with the ending, everyone's just, you know, just cheering. He's like, "I didn't laugh once."
I did.
This movie is shit.
Black Panther was not this funny.
This isn't funny at all.
Did I miss jokes? It's like,
do I not understand what's going on?
Is it me with the problem? No, they have the problem.
Where's Luis at? Explaining the movie.
Just every now and then, during a serious moment, Daniel just yells out, "That's not funny."
That's. Or when, what's the only white guy in the movie? That's the only one. Daniel's like, ha-ha, he's funny.
He says something, you just hear this, ha-ha, I relate. I relate.
He was in Civil War, I like him.
Finally, some jokes in this thing.
About damn time. that was an awkward screening to go to. That kind of reminds me of when we went to go see Spider-Man Homecoming. and those guys were cracking the jokes the entire time behind us. Do you remember that, Daniel?
Oh, yeah.
And every joke was just like, here's my dick. Like, that's all it was. It was just like, when somebody was like, what's that? And the guy would just be, my dick. And
they were high as shit. Oh, my God.
And I thought there were a couple high schoolers, but then I look around and it's like, oh, no, those guys are in their 40s.
They were high as shit. And like, and the best part was they would laugh at shit that wasn't funny. And but we would then all of a sudden make it fucking funny. And it's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but every joke or one-liner was just like, here's my dick. Just look at my dick or something. That was it. And they were just giggling. It was, yeah. that was funny. But anyway, is that about it? Do you have anything else?
That's all I had.
Edwin?
I'm done, sir.
Cool. Good. Well, I think that'll wrap it up for us, gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, if you guys like listening to the podcast and hearing about theater experiences with people talking about their dicks and Dale being very upset that the movie's not funny, be sure to rate and review us and tell your friends, hey, listen to this show. It's a funny show. You can follow us on Instagram at Rewind Replay Record, where I will tell you when everything drops and also other things. I may be doing more Twitch streams, which you can also find out when I'm doing at the Instagram. I'll let you know, and you can follow along there at SchoolFew on Twitch. But other than that, hey, guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for the camaraderie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bro.
Anytime. Word. Do you guys have any last words, final phrases, or anything?
No, I got nothing.
Edwin? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I just keep thinking of Daniel just being in that empty theater at the ending of Black Panther. This wasn't funny.
It was one of Daniel's worst nights.
I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, I don't get it. Well, anyway, folks, thank you for listening. And remember, as always, be bad and watch shit. Bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.